Hi, Brunswick Junior High. This is Terry White. Sorry to get a late start. Just getting a hold of your music here. Nice tempo. People play marches way too fast. It's good tempo. I'd even push more on that crescendo, okay? And then so it has some height to it, and then bring it back down at 37. Yeah, you could even dig more into that at 40 to pick up to 45. So again, I would exaggerate that crescendo, then the decrescendo back down. Yeah, it's kind of a weird marking there, Heidi, where they have the slur into the accent at 45. I'm not sure. I'd take the slur out and accent it just for the effect. Let's double check somebody's missing the concert D flat. Aggressive on the pickup as you are when you get to 86. Articulate, go right after it. And again, I would exaggerate the accent on the half note after 94 at 97. So, at the end of the trio section, play those two notes like that was the end of the piece. And then we get surprised when we go on. Nice upper woodwind quality of sound. Good phrasing, you know, not random breathing everywhere. Try consider on the first time through that last strain, maybe even playing it a little softer rather than play louder here. Because right now we want a contrast between the first time and the second time. I think right here we have the max fortissimo volume that this group should be playing. So on the first time through, I'd take it down and be a little more subtle with it. Nice job. Good overall ensemble sound. Great tempo. Not too fast. So, you know, the subtleties. Don't be afraid to exaggerate things so it doesn't stay within a narrow window from beginning to end. You don't have lots of opportunities in a march. So when you have a crescendo, a decrescendo, especially ones that happen within a measure or two, you've got to jump on those and they really, really exaggerate them. This is a great piece. My kids love this at CAPE. This is a great opportunity for you to really exaggerate some expressions. Sometimes even going into 9, I'll put a little bit of a rallentando and then pick it back up at 9. Is a nice crescendo, and then don't let the decrescendo start prior to measure 24. You guys as musicians know it's coming, but the listener doesn't, so don't tip your hand. Again, there's another spot. I'd make more out of that retard prior to 33. Okay. Watch out for the concert A natural last note. Let's see. Is that 7 measures from the end, concert A natural in the clarinets, alto sax, and horn. Okay, flutes on your last note as you're holding, sustaining, and making the decrescendo. Don't allow that note to sort of trend on the flat side. You got to keep the air support up there. Okay. Yeah, nice piece. That's one of my all-time favorites. Now that's a piece that you could really take more liberties with, and think a little bit outside the box without getting too strange, as far as tempo and dynamics. Okay, be a little more elastic about it from beginning to end. I think that's a great piece for these kids at this age to experience doing something like that. Dig in a little bit there, trumpets, a little more accents because you're down pretty low. Need a little more of the second clarinet, second trumpet. You guys have some moving eighth notes. There it is. That's a little stronger. Be careful of our pitch. 23 and 24 trumpets versus clarinets. I think maybe a little more air support that would fix itself. Nice little pyramid figures. Okay, a little more of that decrescendo at 40. Take us back down to the pyramid figures. When we play that F natural trumpets and C natural for the altos, be definite about it. It's an out of key note. So if you shy away from it, it could almost sound like a wrong note when it isn't. F sharp trumpets. We just had a whole bunch of F naturals. That'd be a good spot to pencil in a reminder sharp, third note of 60. flutes. That's a great sound. Listen to your second positions there, trombones in 86, 87. Be careful, saxophones. The clarinets, I think, are at the appropriate volume, but I think the saxophones get a little bit strong for the balance. Yeah, even more accents. Got to kind of cop an attitude on those. Yes. Same thing here. I think even with the flutes in on the clarinet melody, still a little, it's that bagpipe drone that we associate with this type of melody gets a little bit strong. Nice job with the grace notes on the slides. And I'd even define those last two notes. Bop, bop. And just emphasize them, dig in a little bit more. A couple spots there. I noticed early on when we made the tempo change, the last tempo change, and right here in the last four or five measures, some of us on the da, 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 dee, da, 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 we kind of push the quarters a little bit. Yeah. Nice ensemble sound. Good consistent articulation, balance is pretty good, just a few minor spots there in places. It has to do with where the melody lays on the particular melody instrument. If it's low, for instance, in the trumpets, got to be careful where the background is. They're only gonna, you don't want them to play it any louder, sort of pick their sound, intonation will be a little out of whack. So yeah, very nice programming, solid job all the way around. Thank you.